So hello everyone and welcome to the Pushfab podcast. Today I'm with my very special guest Patrick and we're going to be speaking more about his career and just more about mentoring in general. So Patrick, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Patrick W. Cutler. I'm an independent filmmaker that lives in Montana, and I've been doing filmmaking for a very long time in the independent realm of creating your own independent films and things of that nature, multimedia productions. I've lived in Alaska for like 10 years, where I worked as a multimedia person up there, traveled around quite a bit. And just, I've basically just done a lot of stuff with filmmaking over the years. I'm kind of down in Montana right now, getting back and doing more focusing on independent filmmaking and things of that nature. So that's kind of where I'm at. I just finished my fifth full-length feature film. It's called Red Gate. And that is going to be coming out here pretty soon once I get a distribution deal in place. So that's exciting. But yeah, that's basically the nuts and bolts of me.
I'm just going to ask you just about your hobbies outside of your career first. So yeah, just a quick introduction about what you like to do outside of work.
Outside of work, I'm a big sports fan. I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers football fan. I like the baseball team, the Pirates. I'm really into sports. I mean, I do also, on top of filming, I do a lot of theater because we have a theater group organization company in Montana called Cutler Brothers Productions. We do a lot of theatrical plays and stuff. I do stand-up improv comedy. That's a lot of fun. A lot of things. I also like doing social media marketing. Everything I do right now, hobby-wise, kind of aligns with what I filmmaking, everything else. It's all kind of work, but you know, fun work, I would say, in that realm. Designing stuff, just ideas, script writing. Yeah, a lot of my hobbies are kind of aligned with those types of things. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for hobbies for me.
Because obviously you've been in the film industry for so long, what made you want to get started?
Originally, when I was a kid, I grew up and my parents had a VHS camera, and it was like one of the first VHS cameras out there, and they wanted my brother to film them, finally, because they'd filmed us as kids. We had these VHS tapes of us as kids, and what happened basically was I just looked at it and thought that'd be cool to hold that camera thing and start filming. So when I was really young, like a kid, I picked up the VHS camera and started filming. I was like, oh, this is really cool. So then from that point on, me and my brothers would take that VHS camera and make our own little short films in our backyard and stuff. And it was kind of a combination of that VHS camera and watching. My grandma was big in the movies, so she showed us a lot of movies as kids growing up and getting really interested in movies, and then seeing how we could do them themselves is kind of where it got started.
I don't want to put you on the spot because I know this wasn't in the questions list, but I think it's quite interesting. What's your favorite movie of all time?
I really like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. It didn't become my favorite until, man, several years back. But I just like the story of it. I think we've all kind of felt that story of It's a Wonderful Life. You're kind of stuck in the same situation. You just want to get out of your hometown and do something, but you just feel like you're trapped almost. You want to do these big things. And I don't know. I love the story It's a Wonderful Life. I think it's a beautiful story, and it's just a really good movie.
And what type, sorry, I know some of these questions ain't on it, but I'm just really interested now. What types of films do you make? Do you make comedies or?
Mostly comedies. I like comedies, but lately I've gone back to the horror genre. I don't know why horror and comedy seem like they connect, but for some reason they do. Yeah, I've done a lot of kind of, the first four films we did were comedies, and then now it's back to a horror film. Horror films are just fun. They're really easy to market and stuff, and there's a lot of people like them. But yeah, mainly comedies, but now I'm kind of tilting towards the horror film genre is what we're kind of doing now.
And favorite horror film? I have to ask, sorry, I love horror films. So it's...
That's a really hard one. Originally growing up, I really like the Jason Voorhees Friday the 13th films growing up. I mean, those are really, really good. The original Chainsaw Massacre is really, really original and really, really good the way they marketed that. So, but if standalone horror film, the original Chainsaw Massacre, the way they pulled that one off and the way it looks, I really like that film.
They are very good films. See, I grew up obsessed with Nightmare on Elm Street, which is a bit of a strange one for a child to love. And obviously in your day-to-day role, I'm guessing it's very different. And obviously if you're an independent filmmaker, it's not a typical, you know, 9 to 5. You've probably had plenty of late nights, late days. So on a typical day, what would you say you do? Yeah.
A typical day, I get up and like right now I'm kind of in the marketing phase of marketing my films and stuff. So I get up in the morning and I make some posts on social media and I reach out to people. So right now I'm in the process, I get up every day and I reach out to a bunch of different people, people in the media. I'm doing this horror film, Redgate. It's about like true, actual real life footage of aliens and UFOs and stuff. And then it turns into a murder and all these different crazy things. That's a really bizarre story. So I'm reaching out to a lot of people in the media and people in the film industry. I'm making those connections is what I'm trying to work on right now and entering into like film festivals and stuff like that. So I get up in the morning every day and I get up and I do all that stuff. And then the other part is I also spend some of my day writing and brainstorming my new script ideas, my new ideas for scripting and stuff like that. And then I'll get short film ideas and stuff that I'll try to brainstorm out and do some short film ideas and kind of scratch those out. And then I'll spend some time actually either film, maybe like a short film or something, but most days it'll be editing together past footage from a production or a show or something. So I'll spend a bunch of time doing video editing, but it's kind of a mix of all that together, if that makes sense.
As a marketer, I just find it really interesting speaking about marketing movies because I love movies, but it's not something I've ever looked into. But probably after this call, I'm going to start looking at the best marketing adverts from movies, especially. I think so did a really good marketing. I think they did. I think they did a really good marketing campaign, if I remember correctly, but I'm not 100%. Just going to ask you now, obviously, you're an independent filmmaker, but you work with a team of people, obviously on productions. It's a team.
Yeah. So I kind of work under Cutler Brothers Productions, which is a film entertainment theater company that me and my brothers founded several years back. So I'm kind of like the director, filmmaker, technical guy, editor, everything has to do directly related to like the film. And then my brother Kelly is like the, producer, like the executive producer that organizes the film budget, the actors, stuff like that. He'll act in some of the movies and stuff. He kind of organizes everything else on that end. So that's kind of how we split up that side of things. He's kind of like the business side of things, and I'm kind of like the director directly in the filmmaking side of things.
And before you obviously set up your own independent company, did you work for other film companies?
I never actually did work for a film company directly. I've been in different films, not a lot of them. I've been in some short films that other people did and things of that nature, but I never actually worked for a film company. And the reason for that is I kind of look at it, you can go like two different routes when it comes to like filmmaking. You go the route where you go to Hollywood and you work as like a boom mic operator. You work on a set constantly, or you're around people in Hollywood all the time, or you're an actor down there. Or you can kind of go like the independent film route, which is the route I've been, where you make your own films, you string together budgets, and you just try to go after making your own films. So that's the reason I haven't really worked under a film company so far. You know, I'll probably will eventually Redgate, or this film hits and we get a distribution deal to do more films. But yeah, when you're independent, you kind of work by yourself for the most part.
Because it's quite a big step, isn't it, to obviously set up your own company?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work involved. There's a lot of risk involved. You're not really necessarily guaranteed anything, but you're not really guaranteed that with a film company anyways. But yeah, you have to deal, especially doing like lower budget films, you have to deal with actors and actresses that aren't really that committed, and they quit on your movies, and all kinds of crazy things happen constantly. So like the craziness behind independent filmmaking is still, even though it's a lot easier today than it was, you know, like 20 years ago, it's still insane. Trying to get together and put together an independent film is really not very easy.
And how long does it take to make a film?
It depends on the film you're making, because that's a lot of people are asking me, like, this film I'm working on now, like Redgate, when's it going to be released and stuff. Well, it's like when you're an independent film, you don't necessarily have a specific release date, because you're trying to get it marketed correctly and distributed correctly, and you have to see how things go, and then you eventually reach a distribution deal eventually. Like if you're with a film company or whatever, then you have like a set production date, and you have like a set post-production date, and you have like a set release date. So it's like it'll take up 6 months to a year. But if you're like independent film, so for me to complete a film, this film Redgate I've been working on for like a year, but most films I'd be able to, if you go from the writing process, so if you go from writing the film, we've been able to get through films from the writing to the production to the post-production to the finished film within like, I'd say like 9 months in the past, if you really work at it, 9 months. But it depends how much time you want to spend. If you want to work around the clock, you could probably shorten that up. There's this guy that does independent filmmaking. He does like 3 or 4 films a year, directs them and everything. So he's found ways to shorten that gap up quite a bit. But yeah, it all depends. I mean, there's a year, there's one in the Oscars several years back. They spent like 12 years making it because they wanted, it was about a person getting older and older and stuff. So it was kind of interesting to see that transpire. But it all depends on, yeah.
I did see that. I haven't seen the film, but when they were at the Oscars, because they did win it, didn't they? I was just like, that's wild. It's because I was speaking to a game developer the other day, and they say games take years.
Yeah. Game. I wouldn't want to develop games, to tell you the truth, because they take a long time and a lot of money and things. And yeah.
And what is the favorite part of your job?
Honestly, I actually like filming the movie the best. Right. Well, I would say writing the script is fun because you're getting creative ideas and things of that nature, and it's fun. But filming the actual movie itself, I really enjoy filmmaking. I mean, that's the word, filmmaking, like out there actually filming it in the field, getting shots, doing this and that. So filming the movie is my favorite part by far.
And what is your least favorite part of the job?
Anything, probably post-production is like editing and post-production. Just seems like it takes forever and ever, and it's never as good as you want it to be. And it just goes on and on and on forever. And that's where I've kind of been on this Redgate film. It's been a long time editing, spent a lot of time editing it, and then the film's changed a lot. But post-production just seems, I even enjoy reaching out to people and talking to people a lot more than I do. I'll say editing film and video and stuff, it's fun for spurts of time. It can be fun. But if you're doing it like all day, every day, it's just like, it just wears on you quite a bit.
So I'm just going to ask you just a bit about mentoring now. Obviously, before I speak about Pushfar, were you ever a mentor or mentee before joining the Pushfar platform?
I've had, you can technically have like mentors in some college programs I did like that and things of that nature. I don't think I've ever had like a direct mentor when it comes to filmmaking, to tell you the truth. And I guess you can kind of say I've kind of mentored a few people, but for short periods of time, not very long. So I'd say yes, but not, I would say no. Yes, that I've had some experience on both ends of it, but no, in the sense I've never had like a full-time mentor or been a full-time mentee of anybody.
And did you go to college to do filmmaking?
I did for about like 6 months I did. And then I just figured, I started reading a lot of independent filmmaking books and figured it'd be a lot better just to go out and just learn it myself, because you take a lot of classes and you're with a lot of different people. And it didn't feel like it was like a great use of time when I was there.
Whenever I speak to Americans, obviously the education system is so different than in the UK. So in the UK, we pick a degree and we just have that one degree. But with American colleges, I've noticed is you pick like different topics you can study.
Yeah. You can study different topics in different things. There's a lot of specific topics. Usually it depends on the degree program, I guess. But it really depends on the degree program. There's like a lot of liberal arts types degrees, or there's specific topics and stuff. And I have no idea what you can even do with that degree when they're done.
So how did you hear about Pushfar?
I heard about it off of Google, and I was just Googling and trying to find mentor type, mentee type program, something like that is what I was like, yeah, I just Googled it and I wanted to start networking and stuff of that nature. So yeah, purely off of Google.
So was you looking to be mentored or?
And yeah, initially I was looking to be mentored a little bit to see if there was kind of a mentor out there. And then now it's kind of a mixed bag. But yeah, the reason I was looking to be mentored just as, you know, the more you can hang around people that do what you like to do or a step ahead of you, the better you can become as a person, a professional.
And obviously now you have a mentee. Do you have one mentee or do you have a few?
I had one right now, but there's something happened with the meeting. She didn't quite show for our first meeting, so I'll probably reach back out to her, but I only have one right now.
And just out of curiosity, so have you spoken to her? Like, what is she looking to solve with mentoring?
I haven't. The first meeting we had set up, it didn't quite happen, so I'm still trying to set up a meeting with her at this point.
I know you said, obviously, about other mentoring experiences you've had, but they weren't, you know, official mentoring. Are you able to just give a bit of insight into what they were able to help you with?
They're trying to think, like, a lot of mentoring I had was, like, kind of like in college, I would say, a mentor that helped me get through educational programs, get through teacher certification. I was a teacher for a while, get through teacher certification programs, understanding the processes to become like a teacher and in different professions and things of that nature. I've never technically had a mentor in like filmmaking, because filmmaking is also, I mean, I was talking to one of my buddies in LA the other day, and he was kind of saying, you know, we were talking about how to distribute this independent film. And he's like, well, a lot of people at the end of the day, we had all these different ideas. Like, you just don't really know. You kind of just throw something out there and hope it sticks or whatever. but yeah, for me personally, I believe a lot in like reading books of successful people that are kind of where you want to be or who you aspire to be. And a lot of times, if you can't find someone directly out there that is who you kind of want to be or become or whatever, you can always find plenty of books and audio tapes and things of people that are where you want to be. You can listen to those every single day. And it almost works as like a digital mentor in some sense. I've used more of that than I would say anything else.
And obviously now, if you are able to find a mentor, what are some stuff you're looking to, or some challenges you're looking to face with a mentor, if you can get one or a mentee?
So for a mentor, I'm looking to level up my mindset and level up the mindset, because mindset's everything. Level up my mindset to the level that they are at and understand it, things the way that they understand things, I would say. Cause that's like the biggest thing is like, I would say like the show me your four best friends and I'll show you your future. You know, the people you hang out with and talk to most often is going to be what your future is going to look like. And someone that's like, you know, say like someone's like a $1 billion producer of a film, a major film corporation or whatever, they have a totally different mindset than someone that's, you know, working as a bartender at the weekend at your favorite pub. It's like a totally different ballgame, like talking to Bill Gates and talking to Bill down the street. Not quite the same thing. But like, I felt like a lot of the stuff I've read from some of my professional book stuff is, and they'll say it all the time, is like one of the quickest ways to advance in anything is to find somebody who's at the level that you want to be at and have a mentor to help you get there is a huge leg up in this world. And that is really the biggest thing with finding like the perfect mentor. It can be a huge, huge life-changing impact if you find the right person.
So you are looking for someone in a, you know, the same industry as you.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking for someone, you know, I think mentoring also someone either in filmmaking industry or someone that's high up on the entrepreneur type, business type lifestyle. So yeah, I think mentoring is also like a lifelong thing where it's like, even like billionaire type people will look for someone that's ahead of them and have them as a mentor. Cause you know, you can never stop like leveling up. So you can never stop going. So I think mentoring, finding a mentor is really a lifelong thing.
Cause obviously filmmaking is quite niche. You don't come across a lot of filmmakers. I honestly think you're probably the first or second in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's really unique. So it's not really the easiest thing to find.
And have you been approached by many mentees?
I've only had one so far, but I haven't been on there that long. The other day I actually tried to update my profile and everything to make it more appealing and everything. So I haven't had a ton so far, but since it is such like a niche type thing, I expect, you know, over time I'll have quite a few options.
And would you ever consider like a marketing mentor to help market films? But then I suppose it's very niche to market a film as well.
Yeah, it's pretty niche to market a film. So not too sure about that or not.
Because obviously I'm in marketing. If someone messaged me asking me to market a film, I wouldn't have a clue to start.
I get approached by a lot of people on like different on LinkedIn and different things. And they'll be like, oh, I can market all this stuff or whatever. And then I tell them what I want to market. They're like, well, hold on a second. Let me get back to you on that.
it's a very niche. I think if you can crack it, like if you can get it right, obviously you're good to go. But I would not have a clue where to even start without even thinking about it. It's making me stress. So I'm going to move on to some of my final questions. Would you be able to share a piece of advice for someone starting in the industry?
Yeah, I would say if you're starting in something like filmmaking where there's no clear path necessarily, say like a teacher or an engineer or something like that, I would say, you know, set your goal, try as many different things you want, like try a bunch of different things and see what you really want to do. Because there's so much out there when it comes to filmmaking, you really have to narrow down what exactly do you want to do. And then once you find out what you want to do, start to set goals, like actual goals. And this is one thing I wish I would have done when I first started out, is that I had goals of making films, but I never necessarily had goals of, well, where do I want this film to go, or what do I want to happen, or how much money do I want to make? So you want to set like specific goals, like what's your ultimate goal with filmmaking? What do you want to do with it? Like, what do you, and it's got to be beyond just making films. Like, do you want to make a living doing it? Do you want to, you know, make millions doing it? So set, try to, like I said, try as many things as possible, and then set goals of, you know, what you really want to do. Because the easiest way to get to somewhere desirable is to be able to set those goals and have a clear path of, maybe I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there, but if I set the goal and I focus on it every day, you will be astonished at what is possible when it actually happens.
And in terms of your career, what are your, you know, 5 to 10 year goals?
I mean, I think in 5 years, I would say to have a well-running entertainment company that's not only directing films, producing films, but also distributing films, and it's fully operational, up and running, and making multiple films, you know, financially, you know, making multi-millions a year doing films every single year. And then I think 10 years down the road, I want to be a multi-billionaire with billions of dollars in the filmmaking industry and buy the Pittsburgh Pirates and win the World Series. That's my ultimate goal. It's also my lifetime goal. So it doesn't happen in 10 years. Well, I probably got at least another like 40 years on top of that.
Yeah. It sounds like a good goal, to be fair. I think you'll get there.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm just going to finish up the podcast now. I obviously thank you for joining us, and thank you to our listeners. If they want to learn more about mentoring, they can head to pushfar.com or check out our other podcasts. And I hope everyone has a lovely day.